Ladies and gentlemen, this has been one of the craziest weeks in all of professional wrestling. But Brian H. Waters, Brandon, the guy, the one and only guy is here. Brother Hugh is popping in and out. His Wi-Fi is doing some crazy things. So we're going to bring him back up. But, you know, the real Dwayne Allen will not be with us tonight, but we're going to do our best to honor him the way we know how. We'll be after this intro.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes!
Well, welcome to the Wrestling Realm Now podcast.
That was bad.
Brought to you by the Wrestling Realm. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. I'm with Brandon the Guy. I'm with Brother Hugh. Gentlemen, how y'all feeling?
Feeling good. You know, I'm always feeling good.
You feeling good? Yeah, I know you are, because the Orioles are up 5-0.
That's right. They're on the TV right now. Yes, sir. Look,
it's funny. I just got with the fan club, right? And yeah. Queen PR and Cendall. They went to the game last night, the Yankees game. And you know what? The Yankees did something they not used to doing. They only done it 69 times this year. Oh, and that's when.
Congratulations.
69. First time since 1969. But, you know, we up here cruising without 80-plus wins. Brother, that's, guess yeah, who texted me today?
Who's that?
Alan.
Who's that? Oh, my gosh.
For those who do not know, it used to be a trio a long time ago back in middle school. We're good. Actually, me and Hugh are live right now. But you know, now here we are in the wrestling world. Y'all excited for tonight? The rundown has been put together. Shout out to the real Dwayne Allen. We missed him. We love our good brother. You know, we want to act a fool, cut up, and do the shenanigans the way we know how as the chats are filling in. Thank y'all for coming through. Dylan's here. Frederick Polk. Who's Frederick Polk? Is that somebody from the championship culture? Championship culture fans? Welcome to the family. Appreciate you coming through. Those wrestling girls, that's Queen PR in the building. Shout out to Queen PR. So, wow. Really? That brain, you know, see, first Mike,
that's disrespectful,
right? Mike from DC spelt my name brain earlier, and then that just had to continue. Dynamite Dwayne, I like that. Dynamite Dwayne,
he had to make an appearance tonight.
He's had brunch with Tony. He had brunch with Tony, but gentlemen, how y'all feeling before we get started? See, championship culture merch in the house.
Let me see. I don't have mine on today.
I know. I'm surprised.
And I still got to pick mine up.
I know,
I'm
right?
Still sending it. It's waiting for you. I need to show you, but it's here. Know that it's here.
I feel bad. I feel like I need to go put a red shirt on.
I don't know. I just decided to wear the red because, you know, somebody told me I need more colors, but I like this red one. You know, let's see if I can get you the full, you know, got the two C's on it for championship culture. if you had a chance to check out yesterday's episode, I tried to pay tribute to, you know, our fallen Bray Wyatt. My condolences to his family. Tried to pay tribute the best way I can with some belts. And I don't know if you anybody got to check it out, but I do want to just show off. I ain't going to show the belt because it kind of freaked you out. I'm just going to show the case.
Let's show it to him.
Well, I can tell you this. In the video, I flashed up on the screen a couple different times, and I know one of the comments was like, I'm already creeped out. Definitely a mind that we may never ever see. The length of the rabbit holes we went down, the length of the creative juices that we saw, you know, but we got this out of Bray Wyatt, and this is now, this is not the $6,000 belt. Let me just make that clear. But as you can see,
you ain't had to reveal to the world. We ain't not, we know your secret. Ain't nobody was buying when you said I can't afford a $6,000 belt. He said that on the show, y'all.
Yeah, he definitely did. I forgot to yell at him about that.
That's all I'm saying. He pointed out he didn't know it was made just like the face mask. See, and I tried to show off. Check out the last episode of Championship Culture. There's a whole playlist on YouTube.com where you can check out any of the Wrestling Realm content anytime just by going to YouTube.com/TheWrestlingRealm. There's a whole playlist for Championship Culture, but all the past episodes of the Wrestling Realm Now podcast are there for you to enjoy on your ride to work, on your ride home, when you're bored at your desk, when you're bored at work. Put an AirPod in and listen to any of our content.
Yeah, it was real good, I have to say. I enjoyed the show. I was watching it today while cutting some clips for Wednesday Worldwide. Cal was up there dropping hot takes talking about Becky Lynch needs to go to NXT.
I heard that. I said, agree with him, but I couldn't disagree with him.
Yeah, so
you know, I was like, I don't agree, but I don't disagree.
And this is where the break the fourth wall. I said, oh, you know what? I'm gonna cut the video that shows all three of us because you need to see me and Ben's reactions.
Because he said, before the cage match, I might have said, yeah, maybe. But after the cage match, I'm like, no, she just need that next feud. I think the feud with her and Trish went too long. And
really? I thought it was good because it was the summertime feud.
But see, I think that it was, because when you have Trish, and I guess in my mind, I wanted Trish in a title picture by now.
I wanted
Trish because if
we how y'all feel Rhea, Trish Stratus in the title picture, because y'all know that's what I want to see it. But how y'all feel?
But see, if Rhea wasn't in the title picture, then yes. But because Rhea's there, I'm like, okay, the consolation is her and Becky. But I mean, I kind of want to see her and Zoe now.
Nah, I definitely understand. You know, I wanted to see. I enjoyed it. You know, I definitely wanted to see. The feud. I loved it. That was my favorite match of the night. We'll get into Payback very soon. But yeah, make sure y'all check that out. Just want to do some what they call it, housekeeping or what have you. Of course, patreon.com. I actually just did a audio drop on Jimmy Uso and god dang it, two-run home run. Sorry.
I know, right?
But yeah, Brian H. Waters, quick thoughts. Y'all can actually need to change this promo photo.
Right, I was about to say, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that was WrestleMania Dallas. I actually think it was either Cassius, Jonathan Kermer, or Chris the B who actually took that photo. But
baby hang time.
Baby hang time and depression. wow. Oh man, oh man. But yeah, so but yeah, y'all can catch that exclusively on Patreon, link in the bio. Only $1 to unlock the Patreon. You know, there's other tiers, but we appreciate all the support of everybody else. Of course, there's episodes and we show this flyer when we can because the real Dwayne Allen put the time, effort, and energy to put this together. All those beautiful thumbnails. Yeah, make sure y'all check this episode, all these episodes out. And then, of course, because he took the time to make the shirt, there's the Jack Daddy shirt that's available. You know, so you want to support. And like I said, anybody who actually buys it, I'll actually give you a call and leave a voicemail. But also, you know, fall's coming. So we're going to re-release this for fall of 23. And that's the Raw shirt. So yeah, make sure y'all check that out. You know, Rhea, you see Rhea's shirt, you know. So I thought that was interesting, the Monday Night Miami shirt. But yeah, check that out. Of course, the other line and my bad, StreamYard been acting crazy for me today, and I just gave him a free promo. But you can support the Proud Wrestling Fan shirt that Brother Hugh is wearing. You can support the Wrestling Realm shirt, and of course, make sure you. I just love this photo right here. As this pops up, make sure you check out Championship Culture every week. If they don't look like tag team champions, I don't know who did. You know, Brother Hugh, and we all know Brother Hugh has a way with belts, because we know how he was the first time he got his belt and he had a personal photo shoot that was very, very Sean-esque. But it was very, very Shawn Michaels-esque. But gentlemen, as we get ready, let's go ahead and ring the bell. So we are going to start off with the question that I like. It ain't working. Y'all know what it is. What did y'all watch this week? Technology, teching, man. I'm sitting here pressing a button like run the clip, run the footage, and it's not. Do y'all hear it? Let me know.
So I'm gonna tell you, I started watching the Kurt Angle documentary, and I stopped because it felt like it was a little bit slow moving for my taste. But then Brother Hugh told me, no, it gets good. Go back and watch it. And then I started watching. I'm probably gonna get it wrong, so please forgive me in the comments. Because All In and All Out are too close together. All Out was the last one, right?
Yep. We went watch in, that. Then we went out.
Watch Payback. All Out was, let me say this, I watched the pay-per-views. That's all I'm going to say. Brother Hugh, what you got to say? Because I got some things I say about it. It's not even related to CM Punk. It's crazy, but I'll say I watched All Out and Payback. Yep.
That was it. That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
You done?
Yeah, I said
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Okay. I was just making sure you're done. You look like you had something else to say. But
I do. Once you say what you gotta say.
I just watched Angle. That was the major highlight of my weekend and whatnot. It's been kind of tough, but hey, Angle documentary was good. WWE makes good documentaries in general, and mm-hmm. I truly enjoy them. It did start off slow, for sure, like I said, but it's always great to hear like the backstories of how everything happened, and it's that documentary is just very motivational, inspirational, like just knowing all the stuff that he went through,
yeah,
in his career, man, you had no choice but to want to get up and do something with your life, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say about that.
Did y'all watch the Did y'all give me one watch...
second, Brian. I just want to say this real quick. Okay. Brother Taekwon, if you can switch over to YouTube, because your comments are coming up on YouTube, so it looks like you're in a chat by yourself. I know you're on Twitch watching. Listening or watching on Twitch. If you could switch over to YouTube.
No, stay on both. We need them Twitch numbers.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Well, I was just saying, he's going to look like he's the only one in Twitch right now.
He's been doing that. We good. We're going to throw him up on the screen for that reason.
I can't respond to him though. I ain't in Twitch.
It is.
Oh, okay. But I also want to, Stephanie Hardy. Shout out to Stephanie Hardy. Matter of fact, that's because I don't have another celebration.
One time for the birthday chick.
Yeah, there we go. Shout out to her. Happy birthday. Chick. Happy birthday to Stephanie Hardy. Happy birthday to Dr. D. He celebrated a birthday. And then Janelle from HR will celebrate a birthday this week before we be back on the air. So I definitely want to give them birthday shout out and birthday love. We love them and we appreciate every one of them and what they do for the community. Man, this wrestling community is beautiful. As I always say, where the hell was y'all at when I was growing up? Only person was here was Brother Hugh.
That's it.
And he didn't. And let me say, I'll just say this. He never left me on an island by myself.
Nope.
He would be like, yeah, I like it. I mean, it's entertaining. It's entertaining. That was his words. But Stephanie says, wait, I just realized something. Next week is Brandon's birthday celebration. I just deemed it right here on the wrestling round. But yeah, Stephanie says she watched WOW in their world championship match. Prince, I might say this wrong, Aussie and Penelope Pink is sort of return of the Beast. Then watch Payback afterwards. Let me tell y'all something. The Beast is the reason why she was champion for as long as she was. So y'all make like sure y'all
46,000 days.
Well, wow, Brandon.
It was, but go ahead. I don't remember the exact number. It was a long time, though.
Yeah, she was doing her thing, you know. I actually talked to her. I was actually supposed to do some work with her, but things happened. A project fell through. But that's a Wrestling Realm exclusive. You know, we family here, so I just gave y'all exclusive. I'm trying to brother Dylan was able to obtain some things for us. So I'm trying to make sure I load that in the chat. That's why I'm like doing a bunch of stuff.
Here we go.
While you're doing that, I'm talk about, can we go to All Out while you load?
Yeah, jump right into it, brother.
So All Out. My only problem, I have two problems with All Out.
Okay. One,
Tony Khan, you should realize.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
That you have enough of your roster to make AEW special. Two, I thought I would never ever say this, but you're going to hear from me first. Tony Khan, you have too many belts. Because at this point, all of your ROH belts are just props.
Yep.
They have no value, they have no meaning, they have no prestige. If you can have your ROH world champion tagging with a former Pure champion across the ring fighting the current Pure champion and the New Japan Strong champion, you might want to look back and say, wait a minute, is something wrong here? And you have your world champion as half of your ROH tag team champions. Yeah, I think it's at this point it's pointless. So I felt like that was, to me as a belt guy, was distracted, because I feel like if I'm the world champion of anything, why am I in the mid card of a tag team feud? Because I am in a faction on the main show, but I'm the main champion of the secondary show. Let's be, and then to have Orange Cassidy, I can't. John Moxley, please stop bleeding. John, please stop bleeding. I feel like it's overshadowing your wrestling and your presentation. Please stop bleeding. Orange Cassidy and him, main event, perfect main event. I just personally feel, and I might get flagged for this, the wrong person won.
Really?
I want to see Orange Cassidy continue. I wanted him to have that moment. I wanted him to be, because look all the work that he's done. And now, as soon as every time something happens with Punk, congratulations, Mox, here. We need you somewhere. We need to put you front and center. So, and I don't know if that's the case, but it feels like every time something happens with Punk, slap someone with Moxley, make sure he's the spotlight.
I said it before, and I'm going to say it again. He's Mr. Reliable. Give it to him. Let him carry the team, you know what I'm saying?
But is that's he like, Mr. Reliable with the international champion, or is he Mr. Reliable with...
He's Mr. Reliable
showing up
any way possible.
The
Juice Man is about to go win that real title. If that is still a title, I'm not sure yet, but...
I think he took it with him.
But yeah, the Juice Man will be good. He'll be okay. He got his pop. He's going to be up top right now for a while. CM Punk ain't there. Was somebody saying something slick? What you laughing for?
Oh yeah, I'm trying to get this. that's my take on overall. I would give the pay-per-view probably a 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
It was outside of once I get past, because it was so much blood in every match. I'm like, I understand accidental things happen, But when it's like, all right, who's gonna bleed next? Okay, who's gonna bleed next?
He does do it too quickly.
It's just, and I think because we've been conditioned from WWE not to have blood, because if I wanted to see blood, I would go to CZW. If I wanted to see blood, I would go watch a death match. You know what I mean? I would go watch GCW if I want to see blood. Now it's like, here we go. John Moxley's in the ring. Let's do a counter. Let's see how long it takes. Oh, 2 minutes, he's bleeding. 37 seconds, he's bleeding. So it's, to me, I feel like it's taking it away. I don't care if you call him reliable. I don't care if he's the mainstay. I feel like, in my personal opinion, it's taken away from him and his.
I think so. I understand where you're coming from. I just think that putting a belt, you kind of had to step up, right? Mm-hmm. And you're looking for that big moment, but this also, like, the belt needed John Moxley. And it just adds more like credibility to it. Even when to me, it's a bigger moment if Orange Cassidy loses it to him because he's literally defended it so much that he's like tired, he's ran out of gas, and then comes back and wins it from him, as opposed to just it's like, okay, he retains it. It's like, all right, again, you know. But that way you could say John Moxley was a former champion. It's kind of like what they do, you know. We've seen this in WWE. Like, Shawn Michaels was well above the European Championship when he won it from Davey Boy, after they promised Davey he would get that win in England that he dedicated to his sister. But at the end of the day, it was one of those things where it's like, you know what? This belt still has the credibility, because when you look at the history, it has Shawn Michaels' name on it. So that's the way I see it. You know,
but I think with that one, the only difference is that that was a new belt that was established, right? Mm-hmm. And we can say the international title is established. But what Orange Cassidy has been able to do with that belt, he's brought attention to it. And yeah, in a defeat, he could still look good, but we know the track record. Once you're hot in AEW, and then it's whatever was making you hot stop, you fall into what we used to call AEW dark, which doesn't exist, or elevation. You just fall into the obscurity. Then in 3-4 months, oh yeah, by the way, I got Orange Cassidy. Come here, come on TV and do something. So that's what I'm worried about. Minus injury, of course, but I'm just saying, I didn't see Dynamite because I refused to watch it this week, but I don't know if Orange Cassidy did something spectacular. Maybe he won the world title. I don't know. I haven't watched it. But I'm just saying, after the pay-per-view, I'm like, yep, this is what we're going to do. And I think that if it would have been a year ago, yes. But now that we are in this and all the work Orange Cassidy's done, I just feel like, and we could probably write about it, but I don't want to get too far down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, well, I have heard that there's been some footage acquired from Dylan, you know, Greek brother Dylan, you know. First, let's show this. When I'm telling lies,
I didn't work.
Okay, well, how about this?
What did I do? You're fired from looking stupid. Now get your ass out the door. Get your ass out.
Tony Khan putting CM Punk out. Of course, we, you know, Dylan fits right in with all the shenanigans that happened right here on the Wrestling Realm Now podcast. But this was Tony, I should say Jungle Boys, no, Punk and his boys, as is everything was happening, if this ever processes. Okay, here we go.
See if you can read this. You're fired. And in case your ears are fucked, get the fuck out.
So let's get into it.
Okay.
Yeah, let's jump into it.
I promise you, this story is coming about my bias towards Punk. And it's not a good bias. But I'm going to start off by saying this. I never want to see anybody lose their job.
Mm-hmm.
But my retail management mind is going to come out. It wasn't the fact of this incident. It's the 746 times beforehand that got him basically said let go. Because if it wasn't for all those other instances, this might have not have been as bad. But how many times you gonna keep getting into it with people? How many times you gonna keep pulling your weight? We understand you the draw. We understand you the ratings guy. We understand you won Bill Phil. You could take shots at people on camera, then call them later and say, oh, I was just trying to get heat. I hope everything's okay. Let's have a meeting. No, no, no. Be that same person. Keep that same energy. So in my case, I think that it should have been two people got fired. Punk and Jungle Boy should have got fired because Jungle Boy basically took a shot, which nobody needs to know about, because now it's going to force me as a fan. Maybe I didn't know about this glass situation. Now I got to go down the rabbit hole and look for what's going on with this glass for him making that comment on the pre-show. It wasn't even the first match on the card, was it? It was the pre-show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
So now I got to go seek this out to find out what's his heat. Now, Jungle Boy, you've caused me my ratings and you caused me my house because I got to get rid of my biggest star because he can't keep his mouth shut. He can't keep his hands to himself. You just provoked him. You literally just threw a grenade at this man, knowing he's going to come at you. Knowing he, I don't want to say he's explosive, but knowing the past things, and even if he was trying to turn the corner and do the right thing, how do we know that that wasn't a, ain't nothing going to happen to me because I play video games with Tony Khan. We'll get rid of Punk. We don't know. But the simple fact is that Jungle Boy is just suspended indefinitely. Fire him. Fire both of them. And if you rehire one a year from now, 2 years from now, fire both of them, because had he not made that comment, maybe we wouldn't have had this blow up that we had.
You really would fire Jack Perry?
Because Tony Khan has to start. You're going to put your foot down and fire Punk, right? Put your foot down and say it's not okay to do things in this way. Because in a Vince McMahon company, let's just call it what it is, even in the NWA, you would not have people taking as many liberties because they understand the checks and balances. It's going to be a way that you take the liberties that you could turn it into a storyline. You could turn it into some Triple H dust, as we like to call it. You could turn it into something, even with TNA. You can turn these things into real life situations. And we got to see Kurt Angle and Jeff Jarrett fight and knowing the whole story behind it. And we got to see that play out on TV. You mean to tell me Jack Perry, who's a in the years of Punk being in the wrestling, is a JV versus a varsity player, says this and gets away with it? No, you got to shut that down completely. Nope, done, you're fired. So that way it sends a message to the locker room. Tony isn't playing. We went through our honeymoon years. This is the real marriage. No, this is what we got to do. Because at what point, who's to say the Young Bucks not going to come out there and be like, oh, let me do a go to sleep. Ha ha ha. Look. No.
But see, that's the problem right there, though. I think, you know, one, I believe he's an elite guy, quote unquote. That's you one. Know, so at the end of the day, they run the company. Shout out to Brianna watching. So he still needs to control himself. You know, and the Flex Zone, that's Raj, I'm sure, saying that Jungle guy wasn't getting fired because it was, you know, because of, well, I guess he meant to say it wasn't his first defense. I just don't think firing Jungle Boy or Jack, I'm gonna call him Jack Perry. I don't think that's the answer. And y'all know I was all for not firing CM Punk for the fight. I honestly think CM Punk only got fired because there was cameras around and Time Warner and all that. And I think
it's, but let me ask you this, Brian. If your work is the manager, right? Mm-hmm. Two of your employees get into it, right? Mm-hmm. The person that provoked them usually is the person that gets this harsher sentence, right? Not necessarily aggressive, because if you provoke me, I'm usually the one, because had you not provoked me, I would not have went through this. So you're telling me the person that reacted got fired because they reacted, but the person that started everything, you're going to let them come back to work?
Yeah, because at the same time, in this case, what happened? You just said it. CM Punk did the same thing
before, many times.
He did the same thing just that recently to Adam Page.
So I said he was never provoked. Maybe, and I'm just saying, you got to look at the benefit of, and I'm the wrong person to give Punk the benefit of the doubt. Had he not been provoked, would we be having this conversation?
No,
Jack Perry never made that comment on TV and did the spot.
No, so but see, here's the thing too, though, right? What if you really think about what was provoking him wasn't that, it was him saying, what you gonna do about it? that was the provocation, because if Punk just said something to him, then he said what he had to say. Now, if Jack Perry continues and Punk is not going to do nothing, quote unquote, right? Mm-hmm. It's the fact that he said, what are you going to do about it? And then Punk showed, like, I could beat you up. And then, you know, they got into it. And this is all being, you know, what's being reported. Apparently, there's cameras around. I hope they don't pay all the money to keep it, because I want to see the footage. So that's the thing, you know. Dylan says, I have no idea what Jack Perry, what Anna Jay sees in Jack Perry. Everybody is somebody for everybody. So it's a lot of stuff. And I think this is the part right here. It says you can't threaten to beat up your boss. I think if Tony Khan said his life was feared, which, let's be real, that's lawyer talk. Setting the statement so that, you know, I'm not one to say whose life is in danger, who's not, you know. I don't like dogs. So you put a dog near me, yes, to me, my life is in danger. So that's my thing. At the end of the day, the way I see it is, I just wouldn't have fired Jack Perry. I understand firing CM Punk. At first, I was like, because to be honest with you, I ain't think the whole throwing the stuff around was real. I thought that was just hearsay, she said. But if you're saying production people and all that are in danger, okay, so that must have really happened. So with that being the case, I think they did the right thing firing CM Punk. But I think now, you know, at the end of, also, the bigger problem is the culture. If you got the Young Bucks coming out there doing relay races and the final run or whatever at the end of the collision, you know, victory lap,
yeah.
You got them doing that. So it's like, clearly there's no type of structure there. Because, like, so I said earlier, I do think CM Punk will be back in WWE. And when he comes back, he's going to know he can't do all that stuff. Because at the end of the day, first of all, they got some shooters over there. And I'm not talking about with guns, but you think he want to see Dolph Ziggler in a one-on-one fight? No.
No.
You know, it was funny, Eric Bischoff said, if he really think he was scared of his life, maybe he never watched a CM Punk fight in the MMA.
And I heard that. I said, he got a point. But, and also, you so scared for your life, you're letting everybody know that you're scared for your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part. Like, if Shane McMahon got in Brock Lesnar's face, Chris Jericho got in Brock Lesnar's face, CM Punk, you think that you would have been able to get in anybody's face in WWE? Like, as much as I'm not a Jim Cornette fan, he made a good point. They were past the point they couldn't even go into the room and resolve this. Mm-hmm. Because if it clicks and factions within AEW, and Punk said, I hate it here, because that's been said by multiple sources, but I wasn't there to know if it's true or not. He's frustrated and irritated because there was no control. The inmates are running the asylum because Cody said himself he wasn't mature enough to be an EVP. He wanted to be a wrestler. We all know a wrestler and a manager are two different people.
Two different things. Yep.
And nobody, if it is true, like, he's a elite person, yes, he's a Tony Khan video game person. He plays video games with him. I think that's the only way he's safe. And I'm going to stick by my gun. They both shouldn't have said what they said or did what they did. And regardless how much hold Punk had, if he is the person that was controlling Collision, when you don't say nothing about Roman controlling SmackDown, if he's controlling SmackDown, when you say nothing about Hogan controlling wrestling for, 20 years that he did, when you say nothing about when Flair were coming to the locker room and control it. So I'm giving them credit where it's due, but at the same token, Tony Khan has no control, because you think for a minute, Vince ain't had to say nothing when he got that title thrown at him. Shane was right there to back him up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't.
The McMahon's built different.
Huh?
Exactly. The McMahon's built different.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying? Because that's the standard that they have. Just like when Jericho said he had an issue with working Fandango. He didn't go to Vince. He went to Undertaker and said, what am I supposed to do? Do something about this man. Who is that person in AEW?
There's not one, and that's the problem. CM Punk, for all intents and purposes, may have trying to be that guy, you know, and they stuck him with Jungle Boy. It's sad because it makes you like, man, what if they didn't stick him with Jungle Boy? You know, if anybody I feel sad for is the fans, you know, because regardless of what, he had fans. There's people, you know, but you can also tell, like, when you get to that point, and when you start doing stuff like that, you're tired, you know, and you start wilding. You know, when I worked at the Blue Box, I would say some of the craziest stuff. You know,
because
I
was breaking point. Yeah,
you reached that breaking point, and that's what happened, in my opinion. Short Punk was like, all right, I'm gonna go do the job, and like, you know, go. But then when you start seeing, and he's probably triggered, you know, and then and you got like one of their young boys. I just hope he could talk about it. I want to hear the podcast. I want to hear the shoot interviews. Man, go back and get our video. Like, you know, I want it all. I want to know.
I don't
want
to talk to Jericho podcast. I don't want to shoot. No, you know what? I want.
Can him and Cole Cabana get cool one more time? You know.
Like, come on. That's another thing. It's so many layers to this. It's crazy because, I'm gonna say this, this will tell you that even though I have a personal issue with Punk as a wrestler, he kept being in these situations that didn't help his case. What if that man was really trying to do the right thing with Collision? Tony Khan made a whole show for me. I'm gonna try to do the right things, have the right people around at the right time. I'm trying to be that voice of reasoning. Mm-hmm. And I got this, and now I want to say Punk kid. I got this kid in my eyes throwing shots at me. I gotta go show him. Man, you got a 0-1 what record in UFC? You how big, like, dude, you struggled wrestling Darby Allin. Come on now. You ain't fighting nobody. You get what I'm saying? Like, you're not doing nothing. You're not hurting anybody but his
bar. All right, so real quick, you don't think Punk would beat Jack Perry in a shoot fight?
I don't think Punk would beat a lot of people in a shoot
fight. Here's where I am. He got in the ring. I mean, in the octagon.
Yeah,
based on name alone. So I don't think UFC would put him in there if he couldn't fight at all. Granted, I think both of them were tap outs or something. But I don't think he couldn't, you know, I don't think he can hold his own. I don't think he can beat Lesnar, Ziggler, Riddle. You know, but I think he could take out Jack Perry. Just on courage alone.
Okay, good point. I didn't think I think he had that courage because I did that. And because honestly, when I heard that Jericho was about to fight Brock Lesnar, I was like,
okay. Wrestlers, they're built different.
Okay,
that's like, different.
I guess I come from the school of you might beat me, but I'm gonna try to fight you. I'm gonna
try. Like, look, he beat Goldberg. Held him down.
But I'm just saying, and I would like to know if the comments think that.
And Booker T beat Batista, and then they made Batista beat him in the ring. That's probably another reason why I don't like Batista. But, you know, wrestling is different, man. You know,
very much so. But I think we're going to be hearing about CM Punk for the rest of this year. I need to say, if it is true, he comes back to WWE, I'm pretty sure he's going to come with a, I'm going to make money off this situation.
All right, we can't archive his name. like you know, we say sometimes put it in a box and we don't have to talk Punk no more.
We can't, because it's going to be, you're going to wake up tomorrow, click on YouTube, click on Spotify, there's going to be another something. CM Punk was wearing white socks the day that he got fired 2 weeks from now. CM Punk allegedly looked at Tony Khan on the Tuesday after All In and was supposed to have a meeting that was canceled via Zoom. You know, it'll be something. It's going to be, people are going to keep lashing on it because his name holds weight. His name is a drawing power. Yes, he has those diehard fans. Every wrestler has those diehard fans. It's just that he was gone for so long, people held on to the fact to see a Punk chance. But he's the voice of the voiceless when it benefits him.
Voice of the voiceless when it benefits him. So, but for now, we'll table the Punk conversation unless Brother Hugh has anything to add.
I have nothing to talk about. He's like, with CM Gump.
But nah. I got CM fatigue.
But
did you see this? He said he's going to be all the way to me. Somebody don't have an opponent. Oh my God, it's gonna be Punk and Mania.
I gotta ask this question, and I want everybody in the chat to tell me. CM Punk and Roman Reigns.
I don't want to see that, man.
CM Punk maybe 10 years ago with Roman Reigns down, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this. You know why I don't want to see that? Darby Allin had to carry his match.
Well, you care about work rate.
No, no, I'm just saying Punk looks, look at him in Joe.
Mm-hmm.
He looks, Samoa Joe tried his best to make Karrion Kross look like a menacing monster, right?
So you,
you can see the frustration on Joe's face, like, come on, man. Come on, we don't, you know, and what Joe was like, come on now.
You wouldn't watch if, because you know this would be a Saudi show. This ain't happening here.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, because
you say that part.
I don't know if I can call them homeboys or his excellencies or, you know, but the prince over there going to pay for this.
That's true.
And Punk going to take it because he's going to probably get 8 figures.
Yep.
Well, absolutely.
You know,
Now that I'm with, but I don't want it on none of the big fours.
But see, it'd be a stadium show.
Yes.
Throw it over there. After all, we did get Roman and Goldberg. You know, mm-hmm. So here's the reason why I would want to see it. One reason, the promos. The promos alone would sell it. You got Paul Heyman
on a different level right now.
Roman on a different level, and then angry Punk. Because let's be real, people get mad when I say this. Punk is only good on the mic when he is angry. He's not that great of a promo guy. It's just strictly on promos. He's only, you know, he's average, you know. But I mean, give me the Miz over CM Punk any day if you need me, you know. So, but if you put them two in this situation. I think it would be interesting. I think it would be entertaining television on Fox leading up to that Saturday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And then for him to disappear for a while and come back for another pay-per-view to fight the next person. Just put him with other people. Or
would that actually be the best feud for him if he was to come back, let's say, at the beginning of the year?
Uh-huh.
Who? CM Punk.
Who would be the best feud?
Who would be the best feud for him?
That's a good question. I mean, you know, you throw him in the ring with like LA Knight, see what kind of promo
that would be good.
LA Knight would carry it.
Definitely.
Stephanie, 1,000%. 1,000%. I think he would be phenomenal as a commentator, more so than anything. You know, we remember. What was it, 2011, before he got back in the ring and before he became, you know, the voice of the voiceless, he was heavy on commentary. He was doing a phenomenal job. I think he was almost as good as Corey Graves, you know.
He was good. He was pre-Corey Graves before Corey Graves was him.
Mm-hmm. So that's why
Joe was surprisingly good on commentary, too.
He was entertaining.
He added a different flavor. I was like, I'm okay with this.
this is funny right here. Get him on Broken Skull Sessions. You know, damn Phil, I turned on the gimmick they call X, and I saw that you and that jungle cat gotten into an altercation. What were you thinking at that time?
That sounds like a Stone Cold question right there.
It is, and then he gonna look at the match. Right there.
Championship at this point, what was you thinking wearing those pants? Look at the point. Why would you wear those? Tell me what's going through your mind when you're eating the muffins. Did you really have to say what you were really thinking?
You and Tony Khan sitting up there, you cutting the promo, you saying you work with children. Who was those children?
Yeah, tell me about the kids you worked with. In the promo. You know, hold on.
Austin and Punk surprisingly would do numbers. I wouldn't, you know, I don't think he would come back I don't think he would get in the ring for that, you know. And I think there was the rumor of Kevin Owens. I was like, yeah, because Kevin Owens had literally everything CM Punk wanted. He had a, you know, had a universal, yep, a long stretch universal championship reign, but we know Punk had WWE championship reign. But more importantly, he had not one, but two WrestleMania main events, and he had Stone Cold Steve Austin. You know,
the biggest draw that night. Right? Think about it.
Absolutely.
Stone Cold, and he got to share the ring with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He did what Punk couldn't. And I don't want to say he couldn't. He did what Punk didn't.
Yeah. But y'all know, we talked enough about CM Punk. Let's move on. Before we get off of AEW All Out and going to Payback, did y'all have any matches that really stood out to y'all from AEW or any moments?
Brian, you going to like this one.
Which one?
I didn't think I would like it. Uh-huh. I thoroughly enjoyed that strap match. I just hope Brian Danielson is still not hurt because his arm was taped. But Ricky Starks and him, screw that. Daniel Bryan and anybody at this point is going to be a great match. But
did you watch the presser?
No.
He said Ricky Starks carried him.
Is he still hurt?
Yeah, he said it's still like manageable, but he didn't use the arm. Like he didn't throw his strikes.
He was swinging with the left and everything. I said, if this is Daniel Bryan with one arm, imagine what he would do with two.
And he said, he wanted to make sure that he said, I know people care about him, but so he wanted to reveal two of the magic, but he was okay. And I mean, an incredible match. Ricky Starks kind of having his Stone Cold Steve Austin moment at the end, not giving up or passing out. And I mean, this was that match for Ricky to show, like, okay, and this is a good point. It should be built around him. Collision. Yep. It's probably gonna be built around Jay White, if we be honest. But
you gotta get them two feeding.
You could do that, certainly. But I thought, I thought the match was incredible. I mean, it just goes to show you, we already know what we're getting out of Danielson. But that was a night where Ricky Starks was made. Yeah. To be able to have to pivot from, you got in your mind, you getting one match, now all of a sudden you're getting this one. And Danielson just being able to, just kind of, he could be a heel or face. Like he said, his character allows him, like, no, I'm going to use extra or use the advantage I can.
I'm going to wrap this strap around his neck a couple times. Yeah. He got me fired before. Watch that. And I'm going to say that match, and then I was really disappointed with Tony Khan's presentation for Shane, because people that don't know, like, his music and everybody was like, who's this guy? Tony didn't remind his wrestling audience that he has why this was an important thing for Shane Taylor. And I felt bad because Shane Taylor and Joe were big men slapping meat. And it was Shane Taylor didn't do everything that he normally would. And it's probably because they held him back a little. But I was really disappointed that we didn't get a big video package for him. We got more for Hobbs and Miro than we did for them. And I'm like, it was like the match just happened. And
Hobbs
it wasn't
and Miro
bad
put
match.
On an incredible match. Hobbs and Miro put on one of the best matches that night. And man, CJ Perry.
Hot and flexible?
Hot and flexible. And she came out there just, being able to come out there, it was like, okay, you back, and told her husband, oh, you don't denounce me. You, brother, hear anything stand out?
Nah, bro. I ain't even see it, honestly. I ain't even hold you. I didn't see it. I was busy with some personal stuff, and I never went back to watch it again. So that's why I'm letting y'all carry this one. I don't want to miss quote, say anything that didn't really happen or whatnot. So I'm gonna let y'all rock with that.
In other words, you ain't do your homework.
That's 9 out of 10.
I used to always have to do Brother Hugh's homework back in the day.
Don't lie.
Nah, our former math teacher, he was the teacher's pet. She ain't like me.
Nice looking numbers.
Yeah, but you did have some nice looking numbers. But we ain't gonna go there. It's a
about, somebody joined us on Twitch said my three favorite wrestlers, Samoa Joe, Moxley, and Allen. Darby Allen put on a show. Speaking of which, against the other TNT champion, not Christian Cage, but the
Luchasaurus.
Yeah, he let Luchasaurus wrestle this one. And I did see that part of the process when Christian is having so much fun right now.
Yeah.
But I was a little cringy during that match. If you take away the, did Darby just die? Is he trying to kill this man? So.
No, but you know what? We're going to move on, but I got to bring this up about the presser. Somebody tried to bait Christian into like, so your friend Adam Copeland, he's about to such and such. And y'all know I'm not. So being in the press room a couple of times, sometimes I get annoyed because I'm like, bro, you know they're not going to answer that question. I understand. But like, come on now. Like, save that for one-on-one or whatever, right? Because it's just like, at this point, you're just wasting time. You just want to be heard. But, and I know how, like, don't make me pull out the credentials. I got the card that they give you from Morgan State when you graduate with your degree. So, you know, I studied this. But it's like, you could ask a different question, a better question. But they asked about, which this was fair. They did ask about Adam Copeland. He goes, I don't talk about nobody but myself and Luchasaurus. I was like, oh! He's just like, he's so good, you're not going to catch him. You know, and I said this earlier, him and Adam Cole are like, they're good at media. They know what they're doing. You know, at the end of the day. So, but let's transition over to the first Derry. That's not even a word. The non-secondary company site. But let's transition to WWE Payback. I'm gonna go ahead and say match of the night was the opener for me, Trish Stratus. Yes, I said thank you, Trish. Taking on Becky Lynch, just an incredible match watching them two. Very brutal, very in your face, hard hitting. And I am so happy to see Trish.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Try to have this run. When you see like
Becky and Bailey energy, didn't they? I mean Bailey and Sasha
energy. Sasha. Yes, you think about, you know, we talk about the guys all the time, right? But then when the women is she's too old. No, that's not the case with Trish Stratus. So to be able to see her go out there and, you know, just get in the ring with Becky, Becky and be able to have that match. And she left it all out there, had quite a few bruises. And it was like, ooh, child.
What happened to her forehead? Was that from the gate when she smashed it through the gate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She had bruises on her forehead, her arm. Like, she left it all in the ring. Sure. And that's the reason why I want to see her as my champion.
She was there to have fun, for sure. That was her first time in a cage. Mm-hmm. Man, she was living her dream right there, man. And I enjoyed it.
She took that man in.
Right.
I was like, ooh. Right. I was like, shit, somebody need to check on her. Is she okay?
Yeah. Then they turn around and put over Zoe. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good stuff, man. It was very good stuff. Man Cave Sports, the guy that said, did y'all see my new belt? Where is it?
So he was on Members Monday on Championship Belt Brothers, and he showed off his Man Cave, and he has two belts that are in reference to Kane, which made him extremely happy.
Yes, he did.
About it. But I'm gonna see if he's gonna post what his new belt is in the comments. But if you get a chance, he does have his own YouTube channel. But if you are not a member of Championship Belt Brothers, go over to Facebook, join the group. It's definitely worth it. A lot of guys talking about some belts. He was a member of it. I think he was enjoying it. So, but back to Payback. Yep. Sorry about that.
No, that's all good. You know,
give you a second. I know you probably were trying to tweet something out.
Yeah, it's all good, definitely.
But how did you feel about? So we went from one woman match to Rhea Ripley and Raquel. What say ye? Out of 10, what would you give it?
I didn't hate the Rhea Raquel match at all. It did what it was supposed to do, you know. It was competitive, just enough, and Rhea got the victory. You know,
see, my problem with Raquel, they keep doing these injury angles with her, And that's her story. They did it with Ronda when she was chasing the title. Mm-hmm. Now they did it with, what you call it? How many times are we going to play this injury? Let her beat NXT, Raquel.
Yeah, but she still also showed, like, her eyes showed it. Like, almost like Tamina at the Elimination Chamber at the time. Not quite ready yet.
Yeah, but she has moments where she peaks and then it's like, what happened? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying maybe it's her confidence or something, but I don't know. Maybe she,
you know, I think that's exactly what it is. I think you right there. I think it's going to be a time where it's going to all come together. But, you know, it's fine. Like, I feel like the Raw side is made for, it's tag team heavy. Even though people can try to say the belts are cursed. I know Piper Niven was medically not cleared yet. But I still feel Raw is tag team heavy. And SmackDown is where your superstars are. But I feel like, you know, Rhea's on this dominant run for a reason. You know, we got Becky going down to NXT next Tuesday. She's going to challenge Tiffany Stratton. I think she wins the title. And then I think she eventually puts her over and maybe even or some of the other girls. You know, it could be a Roxanne Perez or somebody or Cora Jade. But
I was going to say, I think Cora Jade is the one.
Okay, yeah, you know.
Keep going with her. You notice they keep coming back.
Mm-hmm. And Dylan brought it up, you know, Raquel, no more, as Rod says, Raquel smiles too much, and Dylan says, and even Stephanie Hart says, said, they needed more intensity for her.
Yes.
You know, I think that's what's missing, but sometimes you got to keep getting knocked down, you know. But then if you look with Shayna Baszler and Zoe Starks, Zoe leaving Trish and then cutting a promo and Shayna coming up to her saying, this is the one I've been looking for. This is that fire I've been looking from, right? And then, excuse me, wow. Then when they had the match afterwards, the fist pound, that's a shoot, in my opinion. And I felt like that was her telling her, like, you know what? I rock with you. I like what you did, so
I'm gonna have your back. Don't worry.
Yeah. So I think it's gonna be fine. I think women's wrestling is fine on Raw. It's a little bit of an awkward transition right now, but I think it's building the blocks for 2024.
And seeing his, so when we talk about these building blocks, to me, the Miz is never going to do any wrong. Uh-huh. But that match was way too long for Miz and LA Knight. If they would have cut that match in half, it would have been more impactful. It kind of felt like they ran out of things to do, like, before they walked through the curtain. Oh, by the way, y'all don't have 12 minutes. You got 20. You call it in the ring type thing. John will be out there. He'll help you along. I just felt like that match, it was – I didn't expect The Miz to win. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect LA Knight to win. I expected to see LA Knight get put over one way or the other, but it was like it was too long. And a couple of the matches kind of suffered from that. I was happy with the tag team match, even though it did take 746 people to beat Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And I like the fact that JD is still hovering around.
Yeah.
But I said it. Remember I said Shinsuke and Seth is going to be what AJ and Shinsuke was supposed to be?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have yet to be disappointed. And then on Monday, I totally forgot that wrinkle of Ricochet. Ricochet is going to be that Seth Colt. Rub your ice on your back while we fight a little bit more. But I was so happy that Shinsuke is still, you notice that he's still getting cheered, which is crazy. They still singing his song, but he's doing all the heel stuff. He's becoming like a cool heel and not like a generic, hey, I'm happy babyface, sing my song.
Because people love him.
You know I'm a Shinsuke fan.
Yeah.
But it was just, let me go back to Judgment Day. And I'll say this. I kind of wanted Finn, because you know I'm a Finn Balor guy, to win the world title. But I'm glad he didn't, because now that he got the tag team belt, he got his grand slam. That's more important to me than him
winning the world. Right.
Put him in that record book. But Shinsuke, I don't know why that match was so good. I felt like I was watching like this.
Is Finn Balor and Kevin Owens the only two Universal champions not to be WWE champion?
Who was it?
Finn Balor and Kevin Owens.
Yes. I think they are the only two. Right. No, Goldberg was never Goldberg. WWE champion.
Yeah, I was just thought about it.
He was never, ever. Just a, no, Braun. It's four of them. Braun.
Okay.
Half of the Universal Champions have never been WWE.
It's only been eight.
Think about it. Seth. Seth. Roman. Bray. And
Brock.
I missed one.
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, okay. Those four have been WWE champions. The other four haven't. That's crazy. How they just... But they were NXT champion, them too.
Mm-hmm. Man, oh man.
I'm just saying that I like the fact that we're getting criticism for the Triple H dust, but we're getting payoffs because had that cage match went on at SummerSlam, it wouldn't have got his due that it deserved.
Nah,
bingo.
The only thing that would have been different. I'm glad that Seth and which color were the main event, but if that would have been the main event, it probably would have been special. You know what I mean? But I'm glad that we didn't get it at SummerSlam. Just now I was like, oh man, the Intercontinental title isn't gonna be there. But that match on Monday.
Yeah.
Yep.
It needed that time to work.
Why was Rey Mysterio in? Is it just me or are we just over Rey Mysterio and Austin Theory?
I've been over Rey Mysterio. I didn't even bring it up,
but that's the reason why I thought you was just gonna go right to Monday.
Yeah, so but I'm just saying, like, and apparently, and I haven't seen this, I need to go do something. Dylan, you might need to fact check me. Apparently, Austin Theory is like loves the fans and is in love with fans. Like he doesn't fit what he's
That's what I've heard the same thing.
Yeah, but when he's out in public, he's all about the fans. But in Progress and everywhere else in Evolve, he was the same character. He hasn't really changed. He was this heel character. And it was like, okay, so if he's...
But yeah, that's the thing. He's too nice to be a heel. That's what I've been hearing. Like, you know, deep down inside. And you know, it's maybe, you know, maybe he'll get that baby face turn. But then, like, how many baby faces on SmackDown? You got the OC. You know, you got let's be real, Cody's on his way.
Yeah.
But wait, let me ask you that, Brian. You talk about baby. Are we in that period that it doesn't have to be a baby face? It's just got to be what the crowd wants. I think that we in that period.
Yeah, but everybody can't pull it off, right? So, okay. Like Stone Cold Steve Austin, his whole character was like heelish, but because, you know, he was going against Vince. But, you know, you imagine trying to tell D'Lo Brown to go out there and shake his head, yada, yada, yada. But then he trying to be, you know, you want him to be a heel. Like, it's just certain, everybody can't pull it off. No. You know, Shinsuke's somebody I think who could pull it off. He could do his heelish tactics. Like Daniel Bryan. Shinsuke and Bryan Danielson like the same. They could do their heelish tactics, but then have people cheer him.
But so I do want to, before we move to Monday Night Raw, and I don't know, this might be a question for the chat. Was there a overwhelming amount of black and silver in gear this weekend?
I ain't really paid much attention.
Like, if you look at it, a lot of people was draped in black and silver this weekend. And I don't know if it's because of Bray and Terry Funk or what. I'm sorry. I don't know. It was just a lot, and I've been searching on Twitter and everywhere to see if somebody would say, because you know, usually I'll say, oh, this person gear was inspired by this. Right, but it was a lot, even on AEW. Everybody had on black and silver, it seemed like. But I'll let you back to it.
I don't know what that was about, but I did see that mommy had she paid tribute to China, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Shout out to Rhea, though. Shout out to her doing that.
Yes. And you know what? Never mind, because I don't want to get glitched. You want to talk about that Intercontinental title match, though?
Yeah, let's talk about that before we get out of here.
Yeah, buddy.
Because, man, first of all, Chad Gable, and I have to say, Brother Hugh said it, and ever since he said it right here on the Wrestling Around Now podcast, Chad Gable been living up to his name.
Yep.
And he's been living up to, like, being that Owen Hart-esque character.
Yep.
You know, and the way the build up happened with him getting a win via count out, you knew they was gonna go out there and tell a story, and they did. But you know, and Gunther, what I love was how he finished the match, you know, hitting I think Cornell Gunther from WWE 2K Games, the WWE 2K World Champion. Shout out to the brother over there. I think he said it, like, Gunther got like three or four finishers. before he puts you down.
But he got that frustration finisher.
Yeah. You started.
What are you doing? I'm finishing you. Stop it.
Yo, and he legit looks like that. Like, it was me, Nikki Bushi, Queen PR, and Sandal saw. Man, no, Sandal wasn't with us. Noah. We was out after SummerSlam, and we seen him, and the Imperium was sitting, and he kind of like looks like he always on edge. Even when we, the Masked Man, did the interview with him, like, I'm like snap, like during the post photos. Yeah, all right, man, you can have it. Like Gunther always looked like he on edge, but he goes out there and takes care of business. And I think that's what he did. Like you said, that frustration finish. Like, nah, because you, I've been trying to put boom, boom, boom. You know,
the commercial breaks first the match, but
definitely.
And I'm gonna just say, I said it before, Gunther wrestles like what he wants to. This person is a credible threat, but no, he ain't beat me. Because I'm telling you, Chad Gable was channeling his inner alien off again. Because he took the straps down, he put them up and took them up. He's like, no, I still want to be mad. Come on, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Everything about it, I was like, so Chad is, we knew he was that good. And when we talk about tag teams, like on Championship Culture, we always talk about when a tag team splits, you know, is one going to be a world champion? We see one being a singles star. Chad has had great tag team partners, and he's always been this good. It's just finally we get to see that Shorty G thing was overshadowed by the name.
It was Chad Gable.
He could be the person holding the title in his stable with Maxine and whatchacallit and Otis. You know what I mean? But I hate to say this. I wonder what's next for both of them. Because do we do a rematch at Fastlane? I mean, because I would like to see it again. I think that they could do something else. The third time's a charm. It could have some razzle-dazzle to it, but who knows?
Yeah, because, I mean, also, here's the thing. Just because Gunther just lost don't mean, just got the record don't mean the belt coming off now.
Right,
you know, right. So we don't know that, you know. Dylan said he needs Honky Tonk Man. Gunther said he don't need Honky Tonk Man in this, you know, he don't want Honky Tonk Man a part of his story.
he just trying to write this. I think Gunther is we're going to talk about him more than this Intercontinental title reign. We're going to talk about his dominance as a wrestler.
Mm-hmm. We have to give him his flowers one day,
yes. Because we could do a whole show about him with that NXT UK title.
Yeah.
That was a whole nother situation that it was like, whoa, I know you got yours. The eye fell out on mine, B.
What?
The eye fell out. Literally, oh, man. Champion, the eye fell out. And I don't know where it is.
Wait, how did your eye fall out?
Because it's not painted. It's a black piece of plastic. Or did they upgrade it when you got the NXT one? Because my WWE one, the eye's out of it.
Oh, no. Mine is it's engraved.
Are you sure? Because let me show you. Mine looks engraved, too.
Here we go.
You know.
See, because I have the first set. It looked like it's engraved. Look, it's a black piece of plastic in there.
Oh, shoot.
Did you?
Mine don't look like it's coming out no time soon, though.
Yeah, one letter already came out. I glued it back in with my 9 things of super glue. That's why I have every super glue that you ever would need. But yeah,
I meant to ask you about that. Do you like the NXT version better? Well, I see you had the WWE, but
Did they change the side plates on yours? Because you see why I have
mine. Mine's had the NXT plates.
See, mine had WWE ones. So I did like that one because the NXT plates
actually were on there. That's a good question. Because I be flipping them and switching them all the time, so I'm not sure.
But you see why I got on mine. Good old Pete Dunne. Or as which color would say Butchie. As Dwayne would say, oh, Butchie.
Holding the belt like Alexa Bliss.
Right.
Oh boy.
But yeah, any final thoughts, gentlemen, before we get out of here? We're not burning the midnight oil tonight.
You don't have any final thoughts?
No, no final thoughts, man. Keep your butt cheeks tight. That's it.
Yeah, really?
Where did that come from? I don't know.
Steph says she still has her letters.
Oh, because she got the women's one. That's right. Hold on. I can't even. You notice we don't Stephanie Hardy on this show like she did. We can't
right. do that. I put my belt down.
No. After about 2 seconds, I was like, she still got it on her shoulder.
She had that strong shoulder. I was like, held that belt okay.
the whole show. And we went almost an hour and a half, didn't we?
Yeah, straight up.
It was almost. I thought we did almost two.
Oh, it might have been.
Plus After Dark. Was she there for After Dark?
She was there for Rum After Dark. Because the real she was trying to get rid of us. No, that was when she was we were on her show.
Yeah.
She was like,
yeah.
I gotta go, guys. I gotta go.
She's like, that's no quit. Get off. Right. Get off. Go home. Speaking of home, BG went home yesterday. I mean, came home. I said went home, like going up.
Man. Oh, boy.
Yeah, shout out to BG. I remember when Hugh was going to portray him in the talent show.
Those are the days, boy.
We was about to be the hot boys.
The whole hot boys.
I was going to kick it off, be Manny Fresh. You know, I learned the words of that song just because.
And just for that, right?
Yep. Raj said, when Brian holds y'all, never burn the midnight oil.
That's true. The man is on go mode all day, every day, man. He's just ready.
When is homecoming? Oh, is that T5 in the building?
Baby gangster. I just saw that.
Yeah, we got homecoming. That other gimmick, what is it called? Like City Poly or something like that?
You say that other gimmick?
I'm good, you know. I don't think I'm going
to City. And you said that other gimmick.
Yeah, I'm over City Poly now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to remind you every Tuesday at 8 p.m., you can check out Championship Culture, where Brandon the Guy likes to dive into these things in the back of him, all about belts. And then on Wednesday, you can catch Brian Waters on just about everything Spotify has to offer, because he does every show. Just follow him on social media, see his schedule, because his schedule is packed. I don't know how he does it.
Worldwide, baby.
Who is that?
Said worldwide, baby.
Yeah, because he is Hollywood. He was Brian H. Waters tonight. He ain't diving to Hollywood tonight. I'm proud of you.
Wow. This is what we really doing.
Yeah. You say Brian H. Waters. Didn't he, Hugh?
He did.
Yeah. I know there was a difference. Y'all follow me at Brian H. Waters on Twitter, on Threads, on Instagram, and on TikTok. Y'all make sure y'all follow me there. And check out today's episode of Wednesday Worldwide. Like I said, Cal brought up some crazy stuff. Said Becky Lynch need to go back to NXT and find who Becky Lynch is. While I said Jey Uso will be WWE world champion next year.
I agree with that.
I can see that. Yeah.
Oh, here's
event.
Main
event, right.
Somebody listening, like, he found his eye. You just imagine you just somebody driving down the street. They got the Wrestling Realm Now podcast blasting. And then somebody's like, here's my eye. What?
You want some Vader type stuff.
What you say here? So, I want the viewers to understand that just because you see us on Wednesday together, there are 6 other days in the week that I have to get
He says that as he wipes off his belt.
Yeah, I'm trying to put my eye back in, the letter I. But I'm just going to let y'all know this. This man is a creative annoyance. That's what I'm going to say. Because he will beat you to death for something and then be mad at you when he don't like it. So I've never seen somebody get mad because he created something and he don't like it and he mad at you. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. We got to start shooting some of our conversations.
We do.
We got to stop people. Let's just declare people stop hating on Natalya as she get ready to go to India to face Rhea Ripley. And people's like, yo, what is in Natalya over there? I'm like, bro, this is her job. Like, people love her overseas.
Let her wrestle.
It's a house show. But still, it's a house show. You send Natty over there.
But that last match with her and Rhea was good.
It was
exactly.
Good. Yeah.
She's a legend.
I just want to see her wrestle somebody else.
Yeah, I had fun getting a chance to talk to her WrestleMania weekend, and I told her straight up. I said, "Look, I've been a Hart Foundation fan since day one. Thank you for all that you do."
She probably was one of the nicest people, wasn't she?
You already know.
She just seems like she's a nice person in general. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like she cares more about the fans.
But everybody, thank you for joining us as always. We know we let y'all off the hook earlier than usual, but you know, it's a long week and we got stuff to do. But we'll bring this conversation. I'm pretty sure we'll revisit CM Punk getting fired because Brother Brandon said we can't put it in the can. We gotta talk about it again at least until he main events WrestleMania, which means we could be talking about it.
I said we will be people will be talking about them. And no, I promise you,
you said the sequel next week.
This month, a Patreon exclusive will be my CM Punk story.
Oh my god.
Ooh.
I promise you, before the end of this month, my CM Punk story will be heard.
That's gonna be good.
$1.
I need to tune in for that one. Right.
$1 to subscribe. But all right, ladies and gentlemen, as always, make sure you follow Wrestling Realm on all social media platforms. We are on Threads. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram. No, I am not calling it X. It's Twitter. It's Mama. It's Originator named it Twitter. So I'm going to call it Twitter. Thank
you. Did you tell?
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Yo. Shout out to my man D.
Shout out to D, man. Until the next time, folks. I don't know what he said. We out, y'all.
I'm picking my
water. Houston, we have a problem.
Yes!